ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name's Lorena and this is The Pooch. I am dead tired right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to sound animated because I really want to be doing this, but I'm a little bit brain dead from lack of sleep and just, yeah, baby brain. Welcome to episode 29. I hope you're doing well. I am 3 and a bit weeks postpartum. I mentioned in my last episode that I had my beautiful baby boy. And yeah, we're in the thick of it now. Newborn territory is definitely here. And all the struggles that come with that. So I mentioned in my last episode that I really kind of feel like this is an opportunity for me to almost, you know, kind of experience postpartum a little bit as it happens with you as my audience, the few people that are listening. I love you. And so, yeah, 3 weeks in, I feel like this is a good time to talk a little bit about how I'm feeling about myself, sense of self, and I guess how we as mums kind of feel a bit lost, I feel, at this stage. And I know first time round, I experienced this with very little awareness, I think. Second time round, I'm so much more clued in to how I operate. Still feel completely lost and don't know who the fuck I am anymore. But I think I'm conscious of that. So that kind of helps, I think, a little bit in my journey. 3 weeks in, maybe I'm kidding myself. Let's talk when I'm, you know, 6 or 10 weeks in and see if I've actually lost my mind. So what I wanted to talk about today was something that happens to me a lot. And I did a little poll on my Instagram to see if it's an experience that anyone else shares or did share, you know, first after having a baby. But I have to say, this is really nothing that's unique to newborn territory for me, because I've had this my entire experience with my toddler. And that is kind of this sense that whatever state I'm in or stage I'm in right now is kind of how things are going to always be. So in some ways, it's a big struggle for me because I've always got this sense that, like, this is me now and forever kind of thing. Logically, I know that's not the case, but it does affect me because I feel like it doesn't give me the kind of emotional strength to go, you know what, it's okay, tick forward, because in time this will change. I struggle with feelings of, I kind of call it permanence, but that's not the word I'm looking for. I'm struggling with that sense that the state that I'm in now is how it's always going to be. Sometimes it's about good things as well, which can actually set me up to have a bit of a sense of failure when things go wrong. So what I mean by that is when I achieve miraculously having my shit together, you know, being really organized, it might be that I had a plan or I needed to get ready for something by a certain time and I actually managed to achieve that. And now with two, it's a lot harder. So let's say I have something that I said I was going to do at 9 o'clock in the morning and I managed to get showered, breakfast, dressed, all of us ready and out the door on time. I have this kind of sense that, like, oh, I've got my shit together. So that's how I'll always be. It's a really weird, I guess, thought process, but it's kind of like, it feels like it's for good. So I kind of celebrate and then I'm like, great, I'm a person who has my shit together. I'm a person that leaves the door organized. I also have this, you know, for example, if I manage to miraculously have both my kids napping at the same time, or manage to cook a meal that's healthy and my toddler loves and, you know, devours the whole thing, it's kind of like this sense that I have that I'm like, that's who I am. It very much describes my personality in my mind. So I've managed to achieve this, or I've managed to go a day without having some kind of emotional outburst, so I can put, you know, the emotional version of myself to rest, and this is who I am now. It kind of feels like my problems are solved and case closed, which is problematic because then obviously when reality hits and shit does hit the fan, or I do lose my shit the next day, or things fall apart, or I'm disorganized because that's the case, or just, you know, things are outside of my control, it kind of rocks, it shakes my confidence a little bit. And it makes me feel like, you know, I thought I had things together, but I just can't make this work properly, permanently. And it's problematic. So, you know, while it gives me a little bit of like an accomplished feeling at the time, it kind of rocks me later on. I had this situation once when I remember first going back to work after I had my daughter, about a year after she was born. And I managed, I think it was in the first week of me going back to work, I managed to actually have everything really organized. I think it was something like I had her lunch packed beautifully. It was a really nice mix of foods. I had remembered to pack everything. She was staying at my mum's for the day, and I had remembered to like leave everything ready, her breakfast, her lunch, afternoon tea, morning tea, all that kind of stuff, have everything ready and organized for her. And then I got to work and I was like, I've got this, you know. Oh, I remembered my breast pump. I remembered everything that I was meant to bring for the day. My lunch, I was super organized. I got to work early. I was dressed in a way that I felt nice. And I walked in and I had this like, I've got it. I'm, you know, I'm a machine. I've got this shit sorted. And someone said to me, and it, like, she was completely right, but she kind of said, you know, you have to do this again tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, obviously. But she kind of, there was a bit of a joke between us because I felt so like, yeah, I've got it done. And then this woman kind of reminded me that I've got it sorted now, but I have to do it all again tomorrow. And tomorrow might be completely different. I might miss my alarm. I might, you know, not have gone to the shops the night before and bought the stuff that I needed to feed her, you know, for her lunch and all that kind of stuff. And it was just like, oh my God, it's so temporary, this feeling of success, that I need to allow the satisfaction to be temporary as well, if that makes sense. I also find that I have this kind of sense that this is permanent, or you know, my state is permanent when I catch myself being super like overstimulated, which that in itself is a whole other episode, because I feel like as a mum, overstimulation is just next level, and I can't even describe it without feeling anxious. But when I catch myself feeling really overstimulated by everything that's going on around me, and I kind of, you know, I just block out the noise by just standing and doing something that's, you know, very mundane, like hanging some washing. And it happened to me today where I was like, I'm hanging the fifth load of washing. There's a racket inside. There's shit everywhere. There's a newborn crying, you know, a toddler not thrilled at the time. I think she was getting upset about something. And I was just hanging like washing, and probably something that I literally hung out the day before that I've now had to wash again, like just very mundane task, doing it again. And I was like, I was literally staring into space and I'm thinking, well, this is my life now. And it kind of feels so permanent that I've lost me. And so it's almost like the old me is no longer, because this is who I am now. I am the mum with a horrible mum bun, dressed in clothes that I hate, feeling disgusting in my body, and I hate saying this, but it's how I feel right now. You know, unmanicured, hanging out, washing, like a, you know, just so mum-like in my brain that I can't handle it, overstimulated and just thinking, well, that's who I am. Like, the old me is gone. And it feels so, again, so permanent that it kind of makes me feel really like the old me is no longer here. You know, in the same way, and I think I've got my expectations way too high. You know, like I said, I'm just 3 weeks in, but in the same way, I kind of feel like the old me is gone, in the sense that I feel left out of life. I feel left out of everything. You know, Pride Week just passed, and I was so looking forward to, in the years before, you know, celebrating and having a great time with friends and family. And that's just like, I sat rocking a colicky baby watching the parade on my TV, and I was like, oh, well, this is my life now. It just feels so permanent. And I know logically it's not, because I know obviously things change and life moves forward. And in the really weird way, this is where it all kind of gets to me, because, you know, the hard times are, you know, temporary. So are the wins, right? The wins are temporary. The hard times are temporary. But then I'm torn inside as well, because I want this permanent feeling to go away. I want to kind of go, it's okay, it's temporary. Just get through it. It's temporary. But at the same time, I hate the feeling of rushing it, because I know how temporary it is logically. I'm sounding absolutely mad, and this is probably postpartum me talking, and I'm happy to share it with the world and whatever. But I know how temporary it all is. I know how quickly life moves forward. I know, you know, that in a year, maybe I won't be, you know, at home every single day. I'll be back at work, hopefully, and doing, you know, the things that I was doing a year ago, and life will start to take a new shape. And while that's exciting, it's also like, oh, but now that'll be the end of this era. So I'm so torn inside about, you know, wanting this feeling of wanting to be aware that things are temporary, but also not wanting to mentally rush them, because then I get frustrated about how quickly things change. So I have this constant kind of battle inside, questioning myself on, you know, when are things going to change, versus quick capture every moment, because, you know, things change too quickly. And I feel like this battle comes out in two things. One, me just going, who am I? Because again, it's like temporary versus permanent Lorena. I don't know who I am. But also, I feel like it comes out in mood swings. And I think that, you know, I mean, let's not pretend that I'm, you know, I'm not fucking exhausted and sleep deprived as well, which is a whole other topic. But it is, you know, this, I get outbursts of being overstimulated and frustrated because I just want things to be different. But at the same time, then I'm like, trying to melt into the moment, because I'm like, oh my gosh, this changes so quickly. Like, my life 3 weeks ago was so different to what my life is now. You know, even during pregnancy, I had the same feeling. I was like, oh my gosh, hurry up and be finished. But at the same time, savor every moment. Like, I feel, I don't know if anyone relates to this, but I feel so torn in those situations that I'm just like, I get this sense of frustration, but at the same time, kind of sadness, like, you know, things gonna go quickly, so hurry up and enjoy them, in a sense.
Hold up, what was that? Boring, no flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh, jazz up dinner with pecan crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So in all of this, I guess, chaotic thinking that's going on in my brain at the moment, I wanted to share something that I've kind of come across, and it's a notion that works in my mind, and it's settling, like it's calmed me down a lot. It is the idea, I don't know where it originated from, so I'm sorry if you do know where it came from, but it's the idea that, you know, we kind of live life in seasons, and we have seasons to our life. It's almost like stages, but I feel like if you use the word like stages or eras, it kind of sounds like something, again, it's permanent, or it comes and it goes and then it's finished. Whereas seasons, to me, have this sense of like, this is what's happening for me right now. It may come back around, just like a season, like summer, let's say. It may come back around. It may not. It's got kind of a beginning and an end, but it gives me the sense that I'm not missing out, because my time for other things will come when it's my season for those things. And I loved hearing that term being used in this, you know, in this, I guess, context, you know, talking about mum life. And, you know, so I guess if you apply it to something like going out, I feel completely left out of so many things at the moment. I feel so out of the loop and so just like, great, so my life is just sitting at home watching Married at First Sight probably, or some other, you know, terrible reality TV show, just to kill time while I'm rocking a baby that's really colicky, trying to get a toddler to bed. And I just, you know, when I'm in this mindset of like, oh my God, is this my life right now? And then just remembering that, yeah, that's right, it is my life right now. And it is a season in a sense, that it means that it's my time for this. It's not my time for that. It's not my time to necessarily go out as often as I would like to. But that's not to say that it's not coming, or that's not to say that, you know, it's completely ended. And that gives me a little bit of a sense that, you know, I haven't lost myself. This is me in, let's call it, hibernation season, or this is me in, you know, postpartum season. But there are so many kind of versions of me, or so many seasons of me to come, that it gives me a little sense that I'll be able to kind of find myself. But at the same time, as each stage of my life comes around, I'll redefine who I am, if that makes sense. It sounds like overthinking, but honestly, I think part of what mum life struggles are related to is this loss of identity. And of course you're going to lose your identity. I've spoken about this before and I'll continue to talk about it. Of course you're going to lose your identity, because you're not connected with the things that you always did. And the way that you always described myself, I never pictured myself in my entire life. I never questioned who I was. I never felt lost before. Because I guess I was doing the things that I felt like doing, and I felt like I had full control. I never pictured myself, you know, being the type of person that is kind of stuck in a home, hanging out loads of laundry, you know, picking up food off the floor from a toddler, and not imagining that freedom that I crave big time, and that I used to have all the time. I never questioned that because it was in my hands. I was able to have control of it. Now I feel like I question it, and I question who I am, and I feel like I've lost myself because those things that I really enjoy, that freedom and that sense of control, is gone. But it's gone for now. And that's something that, again, if I think about my life in terms of seasons, as in it's just not for me right now, and that kind of right now is underlined because it doesn't mean that it's never going to be for me. It's just not for me right now. And you know what? I think having that kind of mindset that it's just not for me right now makes me go, okay, so what is for me right now? There are things that I have to do because I'm a mum, I have a newborn, I have a toddler. My life feels limited because it's the way that I'm describing it to myself. But there are things that are for me right now, and I kind of get a little bit like, take control. Just take control. Don't feel, you know, lost in this stage, which is temporary and should be enjoyed and should be embraced as hard as it is. And it is the fucking hardest thing that I've ever lived through, but also the most rewarding. Obviously, I don't need to, amongst us, you know, here listening, I feel like I don't need to remind everyone that it's the most rewarding time. Of course it is, but it is the hardest time. You know, I feel like it's a time to say, well, what can I actually inject into my life right now that is within reach, that I don't feel isolated from, that brings me a sense of who I am, or a sense of just, you know, savoring the moment, so that I don't feel completely lost, completely overwhelmed, and just like, is this really my new life? So I know this sounds crazy, but little things like, instead of, you know, sitting in front of the TV and just feeling miserable, eating a piece of toast and being like, oh, I'm hungry, I've just got to shove something in my mouth, really kind of taking the time to go, well, if it's just a party for one, plus a sleeping newborn and a toddler, if it's just a party for one, I'm going to enjoy it myself. So I'm going to make myself, you know, a nice meal and put the time in when I've got time, but I'm going to put the time and the effort in, or get takeaway, doesn't really matter. But it's about really savoring the moment, I guess, being a little bit more mindful, being a little bit more present. You know, nothing would be nicer than making myself a little cheese board of my own and a glass of wine and sitting there enjoying a movie that I love. And I can do that in my current, in quotations, season. I can absolutely do that in my current stage of life. So instead of just feeling miserable about being left out and feeling like this is such a permanent state of mine, it's temporary. And the hard things are temporary, the good things are temporary. And it's, I think for me, this is a reminder to me as well. I may listen to this later as a reminder. The good things are also temporary too. So savoring them as well, and kind of making those moments feel a little bit more memorable and being a little bit more mindful just by being aware that it is, or being more conscious of the fact that it is temporary because it's a season that's going to come and go. And I think that's really important, and something that maybe we all need a little reminding of, because this sense of this is my life now permanently is hard to, I think it's hard to find yourself in that. And I think really importantly, you know, it's about surrounding yourself, or at least absorbing information into your mind from others that are actually going through the same stage or season as you are. Again, because like I said, you know, it's very easy to lose yourself and on top of it feel left out and feel like completely isolated if you're sort of the only one who's currently right here, right now, existing in that space. I am not advocating for, but me personally, mum groups are just not for me. And I wish someone would change my mind. I wish I would just have a different experience, but I haven't been able to do it. But I'm really lucky to have, you know, a small handful of friends that are as much as we don't get to catch up very often because our current stage means that, you know, catching up is a little bit difficult. But I'm so lucky to have that in my life, so I don't literally feel like, oh my God, everyone else is living their best lives and here I am kind of feeling trapped. I'm not trapped, but feeling trapped. I'm extremely lucky. And obviously I'm looking at the world through my own lens, and that is a lens of postpartum, whatever emotions, exhaustion, sleep deprivation, frustration, overstimulation. So obviously at the peak of all of that, I do feel, you know, a little bit left out and a little bit like shitty in comparison to other people. So that's why I guess I want to share that's something that, you know, you're not alone if you feel the same way that I do, but it's so important to surround yourself by other people who are in the same season, again, in quotations, as you are, because, you know, again, that reality of life that is not just you being on your own in this, it's something that people go through and you go in and out of, just like, you know, seasons come and go. I think that's really important. So I'm going to wrap this up here because my beautiful colicky baby is starting to get restless again. I need to catch some sleep if possible. I'm going to go settle him. Then I'm going to go to bed after brushing my teeth, of course, very important. But anyway, I hope you're well. I'm here to remind you, as usual, to trust your gut, be kind to your pooch, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.